I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a leaf,
make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life.
Never found in earth's glitter and glow.
I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me about, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple. My cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because God was angry. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them. And he shot out lightnings and vanquished them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were laid bare at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, he took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They came upon me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Well, this is John Thrasher, and I take great delight in sharing devotionally with you for these 30 minutes. I just read to you a good portion of Psalm 18, a psalm of David where in his inspired imagination he lets us know how God would move heaven and earth, if necessary, to come to the aid of one of his little children who cry unto him. As we heard in the very first song of the program, above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe this, that above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. Let the devil do his worst. Let evil men rage and carry on. Let the storm sweep against the little child of God. But as sure as there is a God in heaven, when you cry out to him, even as David did here in Psalm 18, in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. And then David says, the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because God was wroth. Yes, God will move heaven and earth, if necessary, to come to the aid of his little child who puts his trust in God. Dear friend, is the storm raging around you? Storms of all kinds. There are spiritual storms. When it seems that even after you have prayed and you have done all that you know to do, you're still left high and dry. Others are fed, others are blessed, but you remain as a desert. So don't give up. Be not weary in well-doing, the Bible says. In due season you will reap. If you faint not, you have need of patience, so that after having done the will of God, you might receive the promise. So hang in there, persevere, keep on praying. Jesus taught us that. in story after story that he gave to us, like that one of the widow woman who went to the unjust judge who feared neither God nor man, and she kept coming day after day after day, saying, "Avenge me of my adversary," and he wouldn't do it because he was so hard-hearted and cold without any affection. But she came the next day and the next, and saying, "Avenge me of mine adversary, O judge, help me." And finally, he said, "This woman is wearing me out. I don't fear God, I don't fear man, but I'm going to answer the request of this woman because she's wearing me out." It was her persistence. As she kept on asking, she finally got what she asked for. And this was a lesson that Jesus taught us in prayer, that when you pray one time, don't quit, but pray again, because through your shameless persistence, you will certainly receive from your Heavenly Father. He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. But there can be those spiritual storms when it seems that you are left dry and the prayers are not answered. But be patient, persevere, keep on praying, keep on seeking God, and you will not be disappointed. Or there can be storms physically of illness and pain and fever, and we need the Lord's touch in those areas of our physical bodies. There are financial storms. Nothing worse than feeling the pressure of finances. Not enough money coming in and too much going out. The pressures of finances. Or emotional storms. Sometimes when you can't even put a finger on things, as the mood begins to change, and for no reason at all, you wake up one morning feeling absolutely blah and no count and no good, and you feel the weight of the world on your shoulders. All of us are like that to a certain degree in the vicissitudes of our moods. We can be happy one day and sad the next day sometime for no reason at all. Emotional stress and strain, the storms of life, whether it be spiritual, physical, financial, emotional, all of them are tough. But listen, above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. And the Lord is rich unto all that call upon Him. Oh, dear friend, call upon the Lord today. Maybe it is raining in your soul. Maybe the lightning is flashing. Maybe the storm is raging. Cry to the Lord, and just like David, you'll be able to say, "He sent from above, He took me, He drew me out of many waters."
Thank you.
I would like to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms about me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love, but I'll never know just why he came to save me till someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. And I remember that time so long ago now. Back in 1949, I was 12 years old. It was on a Sunday night in a little church in San Benito, Texas, in the lower Rio Grande Valley, that at that old-fashioned altar I surrendered my life totally, fully, and completely to Jesus Christ, without any reservations, making a complete commitment to Jesus, and I have never been sorry. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. What a wonderful Savior. I have never been sorry. I've never regretted for one moment that night that I said yes to God. I wouldn't trade places with anyone who doesn't know Christ as Savior. They may be rich, increased with goods, seemingly have need of nothing, but if they don't know the Lord, the Bible says they are wretched, naked, blind, destitute. Yes, you can have $1 million in the bank, but if you don't have Christ, the pearl of great price, you have nothing at all. David said, I was young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. The Lord is faithful. He watches over those who love him and trust him. Dear friend, have you trusted Christ as your personal Savior? Do it right now. Just say yes to God. Receive him into your heart.
Slanderous words, yet a little while, and these things shall not be.
For I've never seen the righteous.
And what scripture does that remind you of in the New Testament? It makes me think of Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And notice it doesn't say, out of his riches God will supply our need. It says, according to his riches. Now, you may not think that phraseology is very important, just kind of a play on words, but it is important. If God were to give us out of his riches instead of according to his riches, then we might have reason to question if our needs were going to be met. For instance, a millionaire can give you something out of his riches. And if he does that, he may give you $10, he may give you $1,000, or he may just give you 10 cents. But if the millionaire gives to you according to his riches, then there is no limit to what he might give you if it is according to his riches. And again, the Bible says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's where faith comes in. Turn your faith loose. Begin to trust God. Quit your doubting. Stop being filled with anxiety and worry and frustration. And start to believe God and to trust him. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, may he fill our hearts today with believing, with faith, with hope. That's how I started out the program today. That beautiful song sung by the Lennon Sisters, I Believe, I Believe, I Believe. Go through this day saying, I believe. No, don't say, I believe in myself, I believe in my strength, I believe in my ability. That's humanism. But say, I believe in Jesus. I believe in God. I believe that he will meet my every need. I believe he will fulfill his promises. I will put my trust in God. I will be a believer today and not a doubter. Oh, and let's love him with all of our hearts, shall we? Oh, how I love Jesus because he first loved me. Do you believe that? Well, I've enjoyed so much spending these 30 minutes devotionally with you. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening. Our mailing address, Morning Devotions, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. Have a nice day. May God's very best be yours.